Hey everybody, welcome to episode 7 of Real Weight Loss. Thank you to everyone who has been listening and subscribing. Today we're going to be talking a little bit about making a lifestyle change. I know that this term, lifestyle change, can sound kind of cheesy, because you hear people say things like, it's not a diet, it's a lifestyle. And the reaction to that is sort of, yeah right. But truly, if you want to lose weight and become healthy, you really do have to make a change to your lifestyle. Before I go any further with this, I want to point out that I'm talking about people who have a significant amount of weight to lose, like 50 pounds or more. There is no huge lifestyle change required if you're trying to lose 5 or 10 pounds so that you can look hot in your bikini. I'm speaking from the perspective of someone who hasn't felt comfortable in a swimsuit for the past 15 years because I've been too overweight. So this is not a bikini discussion. As of today, I've lost 68 pounds, and I'm still nowhere near a bikini. And really, that's not my real goal anyway. But the point is, we're talking about people who are living unhealthy lives, who have a big amount of weight to lose, and who need to radically change how they live from day to day in order to fix that. I've talked before about how weight loss is a big project, and how it requires a commitment from you. Through that, you begin to change your lifestyle, moving away from a lifestyle of little exercise and eating unhealthy foods, and moving towards a lifestyle of regular exercise and healthy foods. People who have lost a large amount of weight say that when they talk about the way they used to be, it feels like they're talking about a completely different person. So that's how huge of a shift this can be. And that is certainly more than just going on a diet. Related to that, people also find that when they start to make a change and they start to eat healthier foods and get more exercise, they begin to look at the world through different eyes. You see friends and family members who are still eating poorly and sitting around all day and all night, and you can't help but want to educate them about what they're doing to themselves. Here is what I've found out about this, and I think it's a pretty universal truth. People don't learn things until they're ready to. So don't try and shake some sense into your family members who are still eating gobs of butter and lazing themselves into an early grave. However, you can be a good example to them. I know that my dad has been inspired by myself and my brother as he's seen us make huge transformations into more healthy lifestyles. Just the other day, he actually called me to tell me that he'd eaten an apple instead of ice cream for a treat. There also might be people who just won't understand. It's possible that you might find yourself growing away from old friends and starting to prefer being around more active people. That could be emotional, but it's all part of the transformation, and everyone will be better off for it in the end. Eating and exercise are big parts of a person's life. Let's talk just a little bit about each, and some practical things you can apply in your life as you're making this lifestyle change. There are many, many people who try diet after diet, trying to find one that works. We're now starting to see statistics saying that diets just don't work, that something like only 5% of people who go on diets actually lose weight, and of that small portion of people, most gain the weight back within a short amount of time. And that's very true, diets don't work. If you go on a diet, thinking that you're going to cut down your calories for a few months or weeks, and then you can go back to the way you ate before, of course you will gain the weight back. Of course you will, because you will have gone back to your old habits, which were what put the weight on in the first place. Making a lifestyle change is what works for long-term weight loss. This is so important, so I'll say it again. Making a lifestyle change is what works for long-term weight loss. This is one of the big secrets that people don't seem to be getting. Your body wants you to eat healthy food, and as soon as you start eating it, it's like a light turns on and your body starts to demand more of it. So you start changing your habits and thinking so that you no longer want the junk food, and now you do want the fruits and vegetables. If you're just starting out, I know that sounds like total crazy talk, but just trust me that it happens. So, how do you actually do this? Just one step at a time. For example, Weight Watchers has you eating 5 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. A serving of a fruit or vegetable is only half a cup. But this 5 a day was pretty tough for me to get at first. So just start wherever you are. Start with 2, and once that becomes easy, make it 4. Now I'm eating around 8 or 10 servings of fruits and vegetables a day, and I feel so much better for it. One big trick to this is to be willing to experiment. Try new foods that you haven't had before, and try new recipes. You'll find things that you hate, and you'll find things that you really like. Personally, I think experimenting with food is really fun. And exercise is the other part of this lifestyle change that has to be made. And again, the same concept of working it in a bit at a time applies. So if you're coming from a place where you haven't been exercising at all, don't worry, because you don't need to become a marathon runner. You can just take it slow and easy. Starting with just 10 minutes a day will be plenty, and it will bring you health benefits. I think one thing that puts a lot of people off of exercise is the thought of, you know, this official 40 minutes of exercise being miserable while you're walking on the treadmill or pedaling a stationary bike, spinning and spinning to nowhere. So here's another secret. If you don't want to, you don't have to make it that kind of official exercise where you get on a machine and you do your allotted time, counting down every minute. Instead, you can work in exercise as a part of your life. If you live in a town, you can walk to things that are nearby, like the library, the bank, the grocery store, instead of driving. And when you go to the park with your kids, you can have everyone walk a couple laps around the whole area together. You know, just whatever you can think of that fits in with what you're already doing is a good first step. The big point here is that you've got to transform yourself into the type of person who leads an active life. And this doesn't have to happen overnight. You can find walking buddies or exercise plans to follow that will help you along the way. There are tons of resources online. Just take a look around. Exercise, just like eating healthy food, quickly shows you how good it is for you. You feel better when you get done with a workout, and pretty soon you'll actually start to feel bad if you don't get your workout in. That's when you're starting to make it a part of your new lifestyle, and it's important to keep doing it at that point so that your new way of living will stick with you. I should talk a little bit about how my lifestyle has changed, just so that you can see that this is a possible thing to do. When I was little, I was a chubby kid, and that was honestly because my mother fed me too much. When you're 3 or 5 or even 10 years old, you don't have control over what you eat. Your parents make those decisions. So that started me off with a poor base to work from, and by the time I was 18, I weighed around 200 pounds. Another thing about my childhood is that we didn't eat a very big variety of foods, and we didn't have a lot of money, so we never got to eat what I would have considered something fun, like, you know, little juice box drinks or those packets of fruit snacks. So when I moved out on my own at 18, I felt like suddenly I could eat whatever I wanted. I could buy anything that I wanted, and I could have as much as I wanted. On top of that, I was working at Baskin-Robbins and ate ice cream every day while I was at work. I didn't know how to cook anything, so I ate a lot of fast foods and frozen dinners. Plus, I was eating the cookies or whatever else kind of junk I wanted because now I could. I probably gained another 30 pounds over the next few years until I had my point where I snapped and decided that I needed to lose weight. And I talked a lot about that in the first episode of this podcast. So that's where I started. I ate junk, I didn't know how to cook, and I didn't know anything about nutrition. Now, I cook almost everything that I eat, and I know a lot more about nutrition, especially how it relates to weight loss. I actually find it really interesting, and I'm considering taking some classes on nutrition. I actually crave vegetables now if I haven't had enough in a day, and I never ever would have thought that would happen. Fruit tastes really sweet to me now, and things like candy and cookies taste like a pile of unnatural refined sugar, which is what they are. I exercise about 5 days per week, and I walk or ride my bike to places anytime it's convenient for me. Sometimes I get into exercise modes where I push myself pretty hard, and I'm always amazed because I'm doing things now that 5 years ago I literally couldn't have done if my life had depended on it. So I just want you to know that this lifestyle change can happen. If you give it enough of a chance, your taste in food does change, and you do end up wanting to exercise. As crazy and far-fetched as that might sound right now, it does happen. And again, it doesn't have to happen overnight, so don't get down on yourself about it. Just work in that direction. The most important thing is your mindset, to have an attitude of making a lifestyle change, rather than an attitude of being on a temporary diet. I'm going to try out something new here. I think it might be kind of fun to give a recipe in each episode. Something healthy and vegetarian, since that's the kind of thing that I eat. This will give people a little introduction to some easy things they can make. And it will also be great to give non-vegetarians an idea of what they might be able to eat if they were to be vegetarian. I have this one family member, and whenever I see her, which is only once a year or even less, she says, "So, you don't eat any meat at all?" And I think the problem is that if you're a meat and potatoes kind of person, and someone says they don't eat meat, it could be really easy to think that this person must just not have much to eat. And what compounds this issue is that whenever I see this portion of the family, they always want to go to some kind of steakhouse for dinner, and the only thing I can eat there is usually a salad. So they always see me eating just a salad, and they must think that that's a crazy way to be, because that would be a crazy way to be. So to start off with, we'll talk about something really easy, a smoothie. Here are the ingredients. 1 banana, 1 cup of blueberries, and you can substitute any other berries, 1/2 cup of plain yogurt or soy yogurt, and 1/2 cup of milk or soy milk. So throw that all up in a blender and blend it, and there you go. This is really thick and filling and has a ton of protein. Whenever I have one of these, I feel like I'm making just a wonderful thing for myself. These can be a really easy breakfast or lunch, or even a meal that you can take in the car. I've been getting a ton of wonderful berries at the farmer's market lately, so that's a really good option, and you can also buy frozen berries. Another really useful trick is you can buy a batch of bananas beforehand and just chop them up and put them in the freezer, like in, you know, freezer bags, and that way you don't have to always worry about having bananas around before they go bad. So there you go. That's really easy. Let me know what you think about this recipe idea. And that is it for me today on making a lifestyle change. If you're planning on listening to future episodes, it would be really great if you could subscribe in iTunes rather than just download the individual episodes. More subscriptions, and also reviews, will raise the popularity of this podcast, because that's what iTunes and other podcatchers look at when they are determining popularity. Plus, once you subscribe, iTunes will automatically download new episodes for you. This podcast has a website at realweightlosspodcast.blogspot.com. There's a poll there you can vote on, and as always, if you would like to add to any of the things I've gone over in this episode, or ask any questions, you can go to the blog and leave a comment or send me an email. I will answer your question in the next episode, or I can get back to you privately over email if you'd rather I do that instead. Thanks again for listening. Keep up the good work.